we? That is potpourri eau de farm. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So I'm sitting next to a large pile of turkey litter, and it's glorious. And I've got more coming later this week, fertilizing the hay fields with it. Got it from a farm up in Hartman, Arkansas. Guys got four massive turkey houses, and it's really good stuff. Really good stuff for it's a byproduct, obviously, of turkey houses, but it's really good stuff for the hay fields. And anyway, so there we go. I hauled quite a bit of this myself with a rented trailer, and then the turkey farmer is going to haul the rest of it for me, like I said, later this week. But the day that I hauled with, like I said, a rented trailer, because I don't have a big dump bed trailer, so I rented one, and I was on my last, my last load. And I mean, I was hauling quite a bit of weight each load. It wasn't, the trailer wasn't overweight or anything, but I was hauling, you know, quite a bit of weight. And I was coming up on the first exit in Morrilton, or I guess it's the first Morrilton exit. And as I'm just almost to the exit, and this has been a pretty good, I mean, I've been making pretty good tracks with this stuff. I mean, Hartman, it's about an hour drive, maybe 45 minutes, I can't remember, from where our farm is. So, you know, pretty good drive up by Clarksville. And so I get back to the first Morrilton exit, and I hear a bam. And I look over, and I've blown out one of the tires on this trailer. And my first thought is, well, that's just great. Nobody likes to have a blowout, but especially not with a massive load of, you know, turkey litter. So I merge over to the right-hand lane, and I'm literally right at the exit. Just as I merge over, I'm merging onto the exit. I mean, that's where the blowout happened, right at the exit. So as I get off the exit, it hits me. I'm at the first Morrilton exit. Well, if you know anything about Morrilton, maybe some of you that are watching this are from Kalama County, you know that at that exit is a tire shop. So I pulled off, and I'm like, well, that's pretty neat. So I get off right there at the Love's exit, get off, go to the tire shop. The guys weren't there, but I called them. They showed right up, fixed my tire, got me right back on the road. So as I'm sitting there waiting on them to show up to fix the tire, and I was right by a parts place too, so I went in and got a replacement LED light to fix the LED light on the rented trailer that the blown out tire had popped out. I just had kind of one of these moments where I thought, you know, a blowout could have happened anywhere on this 45-minute drive. And some of that drive is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Could have happened anywhere on that drive. Did not have a spare for this trailer. But it happened right at the exit, and not just any exit, right at the exit where there was a tire shop. Now, some would look at that and go, man, that was an amazing coincidence. I don't believe in those. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in the promises of God. And one of those promises is that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. And that's, if you know coffee cup verses at all, you know that that's Romans 8:28. And you know that Romans 8:28 is followed by Romans 8:29, which explains why Romans 8:28 can be true. And Romans 8:29 says that God foreknew us and foreknew these things. So how can God cause all things to work together for good? Because God foreknew, because He's all-knowing, because He knows before the foundation of the world what's going to happen. Can I understand that? Absolutely not. And I'm not even going to pretend like I do. I just know that it's true. And so I can trust in Him. So I know that no matter what today's circumstances may be, I don't live in those circumstances. I live in the palm of the God who's above those circumstances. And that is good news. So can I just tell you today, why in the world am I sitting next to a giant pile of turkey litter? Well, a couple of things. Number one, because of the story of the blowout. Number two, because sometimes life kind of smells like this. I can say that, huh? Yeah, sometimes life kind of smells like this. But did you know that even on days when life smells like this, if you're a follower of Jesus, God's got you in the palm of His hand. And you can trust that He's never for a second lost control, even though circumstances look terrible. Hey, thank you for joining me on the tailgate today. I love you. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate next time. But until then, I pray you have an awesome week. And we'll see you next time on the Tailgate Talk.